Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live from Winnipeg, Bob Stauffer joining you. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by World of Spas. CBA-mandated off day for the Edmonton Oilers, coming off the heels of back-to-back losses. 6-3 in Toronto, 5-3 yesterday. Squandered a pretty good overall performance. Couldn't kill a penalty, this despite having a 36-16 shot advantage. It is Monday. As I mentioned, I'm in Winnipeg. Brendan Escott and Kellen Kennedy back at the 630 Chad Studios. Brendan and Reed Wilkins will join us throughout the course of today's show. Craig McTavish, Mac T on Mondays today at 5:35 for Contract Equipment Limited. Daily Faceoffs, Frank Cervelli for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta at 6:05. And Bakersfield Condors head coach Colin Chalk with the Farm Report at 6:35. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Rob Schneider live at the River Cree Friday, May the 31st. Get your tickets now at the River Cree Resort. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter, on X, at Oilers Now for the show, Bob_Stauffer. For my personal account, Brendan Escott, who's back at the 630 Chad Studios, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. And you know what? Our top story is tied into a mechanism in which you can get engaged in the show today. Top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. Did not go well in Toronto specifically on Saturday. What bothered you more, the loss or the lack of pushback from the Oilers? The Maple Leafs, and we knew Brad Treliving was going to do this, that he was going to identify that he thought the Leafs needed some more jam. They built that in their lineup, and in particular, going out and getting a guy, Joel Edmondson, that took, I thought, some liberties with Connor McDavid. We're going to bring Brendan Escott fairly quickly into the show today. Hello, Brendan. How you doing?
I am great, Bob. How are you?
Not bad. So you're watching Saturday night. You're watching first shift of the power play. Then the Oilers came out storming out of the gate, draw a power play. They get to the power play, and McDavid tries to get zone entry, gets hooked, no call. Then he takes a slash, no call. And then he gets hit from behind in the boards, no call, on Joel Edmondson. And then later in the period, Edmondson cross-checks Leon Draisaitl. What were you thinking at that exact moment with the way it was going in that game?
I don't specifically recall. I mean, I think overall the compete level against that team, you would expect to be almost as high as it is against any team in the league, if not higher. And I don't know if we're just kind of making that up as media members or what. But yeah, where is the pushback? Where's the pride?
Like, I don't know, and I want to discuss this, and you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Is the loss worse than the fact as to how they lost? That they didn't really engage, and they didn't, and I will tell you, Carrick sort of swung by and with Edmondson once, and Darnell, who's too overt in seeking retribution at times, got a misconduct in the second. Is there anything wrong at all about making life difficult on their star players, on the Austin Matthews, and if Marner theoretically were in the lineup, or John Tavares? Because you know what? Experience in the game would suggest that star players don't like it. The Oilers players are willing to engage in it. And this will be something that we'll discuss a little bit later on with Craig McTavish and Frank Cervelli. But I'd like to get your thoughts. What was worse, the loss or how they lost to Toronto. Ottawa is a different kettle of fish. I mean, the Oilers outchanced the Senators. Penalty kill wasn't very good. Didn't like the second Chychrun goal on Calvin Pickard. I want to get your thoughts again. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. It is 5:11 in Edmonton. We head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Oh, big weekend in the center of the universe, also known as Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Timothy Liljegren punches it free to Tavares in front, but timer score. A shot redirected home, Nylander. A beautiful tip. 2-0 Toronto, not much Skinner can do. William Nylander, really ragged hockey here. Matthews inside. Domi, tap in, score. Holmberg, 3-0.
Well, you could see that building for a while. And again, simple puck maintenance, playing in direct style.
2-on-1, maybe 3-on-1. McMahon gets it back, cross ice, tipped home. Holmberg makes it 4-0 Toronto. Nylander, left circle, dishes. McMahon fires and scores. 5-0. McMahon having a big game. 2 goals and an assist for the Wainwright native. McDavid the same. Top of the left circle. Fires in front. Tipped home. And Zach Hyman picks up his 49th goal of the year. Hyman from McDavid.
I tell you, Zach Hyman would rather have a 5-1 lead right now than have that goal. But the Oilers will take it. And again, it's about just trying to win the period and build some momentum for tomorrow night.
Matthews will shoot toward the empty net and score. And finally, Toronto is able to salt it away, but not before Nugent Hopkins came within an eyelash of making this a one-goal game with more than a minute remaining.
Road trip continues for the Edmonton Oilers. Today, they will take on the Ottawa Senators.
Bouchard pulls to the middle of the ice, doesn't have a shooting lane, dishes, and Ekholm walks in down the left side in front of the net. Scores! Ekholm to Henrique, and it's 1-0 Edmonton.
In the left wing corner, Batherson across to Chychrun, he scores!
Can I ask you, when is Darnell Nurse going to stop selling out and sliding and just stay on your skates?
McDavid in front, scores! There it is! 50 for Zach Hyman, right at the side of the net, and Edmonton has a 3-1 lead.
Players stoked for Zach Hyman, the relentless work ethic to continuously improve at his craft. Wow.
Now Stützle will come into the Edmonton zone. Shoot, scores. And Stützle comes in and goes short side on Pickard. And the Oilers lead is cut to 3-2. Drew Batherson shoots and scores. Batherson walks in, goes high stick side on Pickard. That's a power play goal. Giroux will get it out, and Parker Kelly with the 5-3 for Ottawa. The Ottawa Senators have 2 wins in as many days. This one, a 5-3 victory over the Oilers.
Well, Corpusello stole them the game.
In New Jersey.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
33 save performance from Jonas Korpisalo. Technically, it was Vincent Desharnais that, and Nurse and Desharnais are both guys that slide, try to take the bottom half of the net away in terms of cross-seam passes in front of the goal. It was Desharnais on the first one against, not Nurse. That said, man, oh man, a lot of you have already jumped into the Ashley Fine Flores text line. We'll get to those some momentarily. Why did we not start by talking about Zach Hyman reaching the 50-goal plateau? Because the team lost two games in a row on the road in Ontario. Standards have risen, and I didn't like how he lost the one game. So I can live with the game against Ottawa. That happens sometimes. And again, I think it's a great story, Zach Hyman. That's here from Hyman on reaching the 50-goal plateau.
It's pretty cool. Special moment, obviously, for me and my family. I mean, I think when I said it before, but when you become an NHL player, so many people have sacrificed and who've driven you to rinks, my parents and, you know, my uncles, like everybody chips in to help you when you get, you know, when you're a professional athlete at this level. There's so many people who sacrificed, my wife, you know, watching kids by herself, you know, half the time. And yeah, they all, and I think it means just as much or more to them just to see you have success. And obviously this is a milestone that, you know, I don't think anybody thought I would ever get to when I started my career. And I mean, it got to it, which is pretty crazy, honestly. And I had a lot of help, especially play with a couple special players, especially Connor. And I wouldn't be in this position without him. And I thought it was fitting that he was able to set me up for it.
And Connor David had these comments on Zach Hyman.
Yeah, happy for him, obviously. You know, cool story to, you know, from a guy that, you know, was supposed to just be a checker in this league, and not sure if he would ever make it to this league. You know, he worked his way, he's worked for everything he's gotten, and, you know, now he's a 50-goal scorer at the age of 31. It's pretty impressive. It's been cool to see and cool to kind of witness his transition from that to a goal scorer, and everyone's really happy for him.
All right, there's some of the thoughts after. So Hyman gets 50, but the Oilers drop two in a row, and here we go. You are into it, and we're going to get to the text right here, right now. Jimbo says, Bob, super disappointed. No pushback in Toronto as well. Officiating was also brutal. This text comes in out of the 780, saying, Bob, my 2 cents, Toronto game, pressure on the boys, Hyman 50th, Mac T on his way to 100 assists, Knobber to win his 40th. Bouche should have been a healthy scratch for Ottawa. His game against Toronto was crap. Nurse, not sure what he does for the Oilers other than eat up lots of cap. I don't think Bouchard should have been scratched. This text comes in from Fancy Derek. He says, the game against Ottawa was embarrassing. They were playing a team with no shot at the playoffs, 28th in the league on the power plays, and the worst save percentage between their goalies in the NHL. Not going to do it. This text comes in from CeCe. He says, Bob, Nurse going down. I hear it. Every single ex-player say the same thing. Don't do it because you're 100% committing to that. Strudwick hates it, and it says it works about one out of every 20 times. This text comes in. Pretty easy to be an Oilers broadcaster. Referees fault for the losses. If you can't fall back, in the Oilers goaltending, Oilers goons, Desharnais, Kane and Perry do their thing. Good hockey play. Anybody gets too close to Connor, it should be a penalty, says the texter. Wow. It's not very, very happy about life right now, let me tell you. You can text us. Lonnie out of Tabor says, I was disappointed in the pushback from 91, 90, 25, 14, 19, 39, 71, 13. Them guys should have made it hell to play against us. Need way more hitting from the players. That one comes to us from Lonnie. Well, in fairness, 13, Matthias Janmark. I mean, he dropped the gloves there. It's. I mean, what else do you want? He squared up with Domi. Pike Mike says, Bob, why can't our team string three periods together for a complete game? There's no excuse for this. That comes in on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Bob, there was a lack of pushback for sure, which is slightly concerning. I was expecting much more of a big Saturday night game in Toronto. Do the Oilers need to inject Holloway's speed in the bottom six? It seems to be lacking quickness and jump. Thanks from Penner's Pancakes. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Text adds, Bob, the Oilers will not win their first round series with the effort they put in Toronto and Ottawa. Skinner could not play under pressure. We will also mention to you, oh, here's Cracker Jack saying, Bob, Holland fell very short of a good deadline. We know that, and it's showing. So why bring in Stetcher if he's going to move the puck and produce more than CC? CC is garbage, says Cracker Jack. He can't get the puck out of his own zone. Well, CC had a rough afternoon. Newfie Mickey, that's the handle. He says at 5:20 in Edmonton, they lose their concentration after Hyman's 50th goal, and Bouchard's got to hit the twine. I'd say Bouchard's got to shoot more. Dan from San Gudo, more physicality across the board. I've seen more saltiness in my daughter's soccer games. They don't give it their all. Complacency will define their end result. Bob, explain to me how in the blank you can have CC or Darnay over Stetcher. What a travesty. Holland needs to be fired into the sun for his lack of deadline moves. That comes to us, Dan, from Saskatchewan. You know what? There is nothing quite like losing to Toronto on a national scale on a Saturday. Leafs were good, and they didn't have all their horses. And Edmonton was relatively healthy, and we're down 5-0 after two. So, Oilers were not near good enough, not near competitive enough. And you know what? Sometimes you got to have a little bit better understanding of what the other team's bringing too. Even the fact that they basically gave up two goals the same way against a team with a crappy power play yesterday, for me, was frustrating. Got to dig in. No question about it. It is 5:21 in Edmonton. We'll get to a few more of your texts. And NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer in Winnipeg. Brendan Escott back at the 630 Ched Studios of Kellen Kennedy. This is Oilers Now. Take your...
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back, everybody. 5:24 in Edmonton. This text comes to us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line from Farmer Ed. Bob, what bugs me is Knobloch is doing now what Woodcroft did. Woodcroft was let go because of panicking and juggling lines. During the two win streaks, he basically ran the same lines for the most part. Now he's juggling lines. How do you expect any chemistry or consistency when you continuously juggle the lines? And Skinner in the defense will not go far in the playoffs. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, this one comes to us from Brian from Harlan in Saskatchewan. The Oilers were somewhat set up by the Toronto media and all the hype surrounding the 50-goal attempt for Zach Hyman. The press got into the head a little bit, and they were unprepared for what Toronto brought physically. Oh, I do think that Toronto unequivocally brought it physically. We'll discuss this coming up with Craig McTavish. It's 5:25 in Edmonton, and we are going to go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local brand and merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
The Canucks can become the first team to clinch a playoff spot this year with a win over Los Angeles tonight. Only other game, St. Louis is home to Vegas. Connor McDavid, one of the NHL's three stars of the week after leading all scorers with 11 points, 10 of them assists. Alex Ovechkin, Austin Matthews also honored there. Coyotes have recalled forward Josh Doan. Yes, that is Shane Doan's son. He's 22 years old from Scottsdale and is expected to make his debut tomorrow. He's been leading the Tucson Roadrunners, 26 goals in 62 games. Have you heard about or do you remember the stolen Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads? They are located. They've got them back somewhere in California, I guess, and they're going to negotiate the release. So if you had a ticket on the off chance you're listening listening and you had a ticket to Jaromir Jagr night, you can redeem your ticket stub and collect your bobblehead. Dylan Holloway picked up his sixth goal of the season, but the Condors fell 4-3 on the road. We'll have much more on that in their upcoming road trip coming up with Colin Chalk at 6:35. And the Oil Kings season is over. And they ended it on a winning note. Two wins, in fact, in the home-and-home with Red Deer. So they finished 27-37-4. Looked to me like they hold the fourth overall Bantam draft pick. Is that right?
Sure. That makes sense. I will tell you that Marc Lajoie finished with two goals yesterday, 25 on the season. Don't be surprised if he ends down in Bakersfield by the end of the week.
I'm all for that. Big body. I think this year, just for those who don't know, he took down the all-time record for single-season defensive scoring with more than 20 goals this year, right?
He was a plus player on a team that was like minus 75 in goal differential, Brendan. That's all you need to know. Awesome work. 527 in Edmonton. I got to get a text in. Bob, I'd love to see some of the media as the team about how they feel when they see 29 and 97 getting mauled out there. Do the Oilers, or are you saying, you know, the media should be out? Do the Oilers ever say, hey, any of the other team stars free game? It's like the Oilers feel they can only go after the rats and the tough guys while the whole league goes after their stars. And where has Darnell Nurse been? He thinks he's Makar when they need him to be tough and hard to play against. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Stu says, Bob, good teams lose a few games here and there. Why is everybody losing their minds? Holy crow, they absolutely dominated Ottawa. Well, for me, the frustrating game was the game against Toronto and how they lost. Okay. Glenn says, Bob, I agree with your assessment of Edmondson Hook on McDavid. However, I would also agree with you if you would have said that McDavid could have gotten a penalty for his response. A hook and a cross check and a slash. Oh, yeah, I always forget. You only watch one side of the game. Okay, Glenn, let's get it right. Okay. McDavid was hooked on the zone entry, then slashed, then hit from behind into the boards by Edmondson. And then when he saw there was no penalty from the ref, then he turned around and slashed Edmondson. What game are you watching, Glenn? Hello, Glenn? Glenn, are you there? All right, let's go off to a global news weather traffic update, James Dunn, and come back with Craig McTavish for Contract Equipment Limited.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.